Convention delegates are hearing about many issues this week. One of them is ongoing concerns about police brutality, an issue that demonstrators outside the convention are talking about.
We are here today on the eve of another election between two political parties that have not stopped the police from killing us.
That from one rally yesterday where organizers said they're unhappy about the lack of political action from Democrats on issues affecting black communities. WBUR's Aninjor Enwemeka reports.
So we're making our way down Broad Street. I'm in North Philadelphia right now. There are about 200 protesters, over 200 protesters at this point, who are marching. They're holding flags, a variety of different signs. And basically, they say that, you know, they're here to protest against police brutality and call attention to what they see as a serious lack of action by both political parties to address issues of police brutality as well as other issues that the black community faces. Among the protesters was Danny Keating. He's a 32-year-old steel worker from Lowell. Why is it important that you and all these other protesters are out here?
Because the fight for black liberation is a fight for all of us. I mean, no one's going to get free in America until we fight for black people. Racial divisions are one of the key divisions they use to keep working people divided.
Keating, who is white, came to Philly for the DNC to protest. He's a socialist and says Democrats aren't fighting hard enough for the interests of poor people.
I'm not hearing anything about saving our social safety net that's been destroyed since 2008 because the bankers destroyed our economy. They're not saying we're going to hold them accountable. They're saying you need to tighten your belts. We all need to make sacrifices.
Keating was just as critical of Bernie Sanders, and he wasn't the only one. Michael Wilson of Philadelphia, who is black, says both Clinton and Sanders took too long to embrace the Black Lives Matter movement.
It's really important that we get our respect, not just for police killings, but we have a lot of other issues that are very important to the black community. Neither one of them are really speaking very much to incarceration and decarceration. And the Clintons are, they invented that, you know, mass incarceration of the black community with the crime bill in the 90s.
The protesters aren't happy with Republicans either. In fact, Wilson says the black community isn't expecting anything from a Donald Trump presidency. But he says that, in a way, could galvanize the fight for change.
And that's what we need. We don't need to be lulled to sleep anymore by the Democrats, who are basically, for lack of a better word, pimping the black and the brown communities.
Many in the crowd were dissatisfied with what they see as a lot of talk with little action, particularly here at the convention.
Figure if somebody does something wrong, you go to them with your trouble, you know?
Maxwell Robbins drove from Boston to register his complaint in person.
The Democratic Party is the dangerous one because they have the mask of political correctness. Yet everything they say and everything they do are two completely separate entities.
Robbins didn't want to get into specifics about how he feels the Democratic Party is letting down black and poor communities. For others, the list was long and frustratingly old. Protest organizer Kamau Imshale says blacks in Philadelphia have a long history of disappointment with Democrats.
In Philadelphia, there was a Democrat who was mayor when they dropped the bomb on a residential community, when they dropped the bomb on MOVE. You know, in Philadelphia, it was a Democrat who ushered in the idea of stop and frisk wholesale to our communities.
Today, Imshale says black Americans face injustices every day.
I think a lot of times when we think of America, we think of America as this land of milk and honey where anything is possible and everyone can do everything. But then when you look down and you break down to the communities, you see black people not doing as much. And the instinct is to blame black people, not the systems that keep them from doing as much, right?
Those systems are exactly what these protesters want fixed. For many, that means they'll give their vote to a third-party candidate in November. And for others, it means they'll continue raising their voices outside the political arena to push for change in their communities.
People, power, over police, no justice!
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor Enwemeka at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.
Over police, no justice!
No peace!
People, power,
over the police,
no justice,
no peace.
We want people.
Power over the police.
No justice.
No peace.
We want people.
Power over the police.
Because whose street?
Our street.